All right, my fellow Le Freaks, time for another Le Breakdown. That's right, still in Bali, still representing, and I'll tell you what, I'm putting off going surfing right now so I can do this podcast so it doesn't come out too late. That's representing right there. Because I only got 24 more hours in this country. A little bit over, I got maybe 26 hours. I should be surfing for at least 4 of those. Which I'm going to do, but right now I'm hitting up this Le Breakdown. We're going to break down Miami Heat versus the Atlanta Hawks from April 12, 2014. So you got the Heat coming off of a stomping of the Indiana Pacers to basically what I felt was seal up the East. Huge victory, just blew them away in the third quarter, held on in the fourth. It was a pretty dominant performance without D-Wade. D-Wade, however, is back. Very surprising. He wasn't able to go a couple days ago, but now he's all good to go. Hamstring is all healed up, apparently. Interesting. And so you're going to expect a pretty easy stomping here for the Heat. So let's get into this ball game. We'll break it down. First quarter, 15 seconds in, LeBron finding D-Wade cutting to the basket for the dunk. So 15 seconds in, he throws one down. He went on to actually run things for the first 6 minutes of the first quarter. I think D-Wade started the game 4-4. Did not look like there was a smidgen of rust on him. Fast forward to the 1:12 mark, the first quarter. LeBron driving to the basket. Elton Brand, who, by the way, is only 35. I've been thinking of Elton Brand as, like, an elder statesman for, like, 10 years. I think he just looks older. Or he just hasn't changed the way he looks in a long time. But he's 35. He might still have a couple more good years in him. And he's still looking sharp in this game. So Elton Brand blocking LeBron James from behind. That leads to Atlanta Hawks fast break layup. And they start starting to pull away. However, 10 seconds later, that's the reason I'm mentioning this, LBJ just answers with a three-pointer. I mean, he does it so often. If LeBron screws up, it's within 30 seconds he's going to be making up for it for the most part. So LeBron comes back with a right wing three, and then 29 seconds left in the quarter. LeBron with a beautiful drive going right to left, and then showing off the hang time. I mean, really just up there for that, gets fouled. Stays there for that extra couple of seconds, it seems, refocuses, and just softly banks it in. It's beautiful. And he had the Heat's last 7 points of the quarter. 9 points total in the first. Unfortunately for him and the Heat, they were down 5, 28-23. So second quarter, again, D-Wade, 8 straight points to start the quarter for the Heat. I mean, it was an 8-0 run, but he had 8 of the Heat's, or the, you know, all of the Heat's points to start off. But the Hawks were still hot, and they were draining shots, and they were actually able to build up a 9-point lead, which lasted all of about 2 seconds. And the Heat flip it. I'm not sure what the run was, but they build a 7-0 lead. Or, sorry, a 7-point lead. And as soon as they do that, that was for about 1 second, and then the Hawks go on a 7-0 run to tie the game. So we're all tied going into half. I didn't write down the score, but it was a tie ball game. Third quarter, Jeff Teague, who I could have been talking about earlier, but he was just running things. And I'll tell you, that guy, he's got some skills. He's so quick, and he's getting a little bit more poise now in the air. You know, he knows he can blow past people, but he's taking that extra half second to focus in the air and softly lay balls in. I was really impressed with Jeff Teague started that third quarter. And so the Heat, you know, were struggling, and the Hawks were starting to pull away a little bit. Not too much. It was still a ball game. 147 mark is my first real LeBron highlight. Just a terrible behind-the-back pass. It was so weird. Dribbled down to the right side. No reason to go behind the back. I mean, everyone was well covered, and he just whipped one at Bosch's feet. It went all the way to the other end of the court, out of bounds. That gave the Hawks an inbounds pass underneath the Heat basket, which resulted in an easy, uncontested layup for Mike Scott. Who, by the way, reminds me a lot of Michael Beasley, who still can't get any run off the Heat bench. I don't understand why. But Mike Scott and Michael Beasley, look at those two guys. Similar games, and they almost look this. They got that same sort of I just smoked a joint look on their face at all times. Alright, so LeBron, at the buzzer, tries the sweet spin move, gets himself open, but just can't finish. It was just kind of one of those nights for him, which we just don't see. We just don't see, so I'm critical of those. And at that point, he was 7 for 16, which is almost unheard of for LeBron to be, which is ridiculous to say, because for a lot of players, that's a pretty good game. For most players, that's good. But for LeBron, that's terrible. And the Hawks win the quarter. They only put up 20 points in the quarter, but the Heat only put up 13. 13 points for the Heat in the third quarter. 69-62 Hawks going into the fourth. 10:37, Mark. Just an annoying play here. This went against the Heat. I don't get how they call this stuff. Lou Williams breaking down the right side. Ray Allen getting back, trying to defend him. But he realizes he's too late, so he literally tucks his hands to his side and tries to run away underneath the basket. Lou Williams dribbles into him and then goes up and lays it in, gets the foul. And Ray Allen just puts his hand up like, ugh, ridiculous. And it is ridiculous. What are you going to do? I don't know. Watch the replay. If you get a chance, you'll see what I'm talking about. 10:37, Mark, fourth quarter. Just no chance to avoid that. Anyways, 4:30 mark, LeBron, with the Heat trailing, he picks up a loose ball on the left wing. It was a little bit of a scramble. He picks it up just inside the out-of-bounds line. Chris Bosh basically blocking him out from seeing the basket, and he's still able to just rise up and swish a three. It doesn't sound that impressive, but you got to see it. It was amazing. First of all, it didn't look like he was going to be able to save the ball going out-of-bounds. Then when he does, just casually puts it up from about 28 feet, drains it. 2:04 mark, LeBron, trying to get the Heat back in it. He drives, misses, tries to tip it in, misses, gets his own rebound again, goes up, puts it in, and one. That made the game, that brought the Heat to within 7, or within 8, 88-80. Should have been within 7, but he missed the free throw. It was with 2 minutes left. It's a big miss. And then, wow, fast forward to the 41-second mark. The game has pretty much already been decided. I think the Heat are down 12 at this point. But LeBron, which he tends to do, and I often think in my head, why do people let him get away with this? He lets the ball roll like pretty much to half court all the time, if he can. You know, if the inbounds is there and no one's defending him, he'll just, you know, so the clock doesn't start, and they're basically got a 24-second shot clock right from the, you know, from the other team's half. I really don't know why no one goes and presses him on that. It's bizarre. But in this particular play, it was amazing. LeBron lets it roll, not just to the halfway line, half court line, which he usually does. He lets it roll all the way to about, I'm going to say 30, 31 feet on the left wing. And then he just, as soon as he picks it up, he just puts up a shot, swish, drains a three. But it was really too little too late. And the Hawks win this one 98-85. Bit of a stomping in the second half. So we're going to get into this box score. All right. LeBron had, by his standards, a terrible game. However, and I'm going to say this, okay, he was 10 for 22 from the field. But really, I mean, two of those misses were his own offensive rebounds, and then he got the last play I was saying where he got it and put it in with the and one. So really, in my book, he kind of shot. I mean, you know, that was the numbers, but really it was like a 50% shooting for him. He had 27 points, 3 turnovers, no steals, 1 block, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. So on paper, a pretty solid game. But dude, 4 of 8 from the free throw line. 4 of 8. I mean, it's amazing. And 3 of 7 from 3. So, you know, not really not a LeBron-esque game. And he was also minus 13 on the floor. And what did the Heat lose by? 13. That stuff's not working. You take a look at the Hawks' numbers, and all their starters, I say aside from Elton Brand, are in the plus, being on the floor, and a couple of their bench players. Mike Scott, plus 17. Paul Millsap, plus 18. Jeff Teague, plus 19. He had a heck of a ball game, Jeff Teague. 9 of 17, 25 points. And Lou Williams, 7 of 9 for 23. 23 points on 9 shots, but you'll take that any day. So the Freaks, we're going to go to the scale here. Let's break it down. I mean, on offense, yeah, not a LeBron game at all. That's a 2.5. He still got to 27 points, but it's 2.5 out of 4. And if you've never listened to this before, on the scale, he gets judged out of 4 on offense, out of 4 on defense, and I reserve 2 points for the wow factor. And that equals 10. So he's getting 2.5 for the offense. I guess I'll give him a 3 on defense. I always pretty much give him a 3 on defense. Never really blows my mind, but, you know, played some solid D. So you're getting a 3 there. And the wow factor, I guess for those 2 threes, I'll give you a 2. I mean, they were really amazing. And that hanging and one in the first quarter. Yeah, that's a 2. That's a 2 for sure. So 2.5 and 3 is 5.5, plus another 2, 7.5. So LeBron, you know, B plus on this game. But the Heat lose. The Heat lose. So they have not sealed up the East. I'm not exactly sure what the standings are. I'm scared to look because I got a Raptors game to watch right after I finish this podcast. Actually, you know what? Sorry, right after I go surfing and then come back, then watch that Raptors game. It's almost 10 o'clock here, so I can't keep putting it off. All right, well, that's it for this little breakdown. Thanks for checking it out. And in the meantime, and in between time, that is it for this edition of The Breakdown. Catch you all next time. Peace out from Bali. Bali, Bali, Bali.